We heard Cocteau Twins and Cherry Coloured Funk from their Heaven or Las Vegas album from 1990. And right there, new music from their former member, Simon Raymond. And his new outfit is called Lost Horizons. Their album is called Ojala. And that was the opening track called Bones. Some music from Mayo songstress Maria Kelly to take us up to the news headlines at 1 o'clock here on Late Date. She's heading to Other Voices. And this is Stitches.
I've got a black heart. Swallowing stitches, yet falling apart. I was born to question everything. The smallest spark, the slightest thing. Here I go again. Always relying. I don't know what to say to you, my darling. Hey, kill me and kill you. How I wish that it were true, my darling. Hey, kill me and kill you. I've got a wrecked
you're falling apart.
It's 1 o'clock. Good morning from the newsroom. I'm Noel Fergarty. Housing Minister Owen Murphy has promised to change the law to impose tougher sanctions on landlords found guilty of putting people's lives in danger in unsafe accommodation. He was addressing a Sinn Féin private member's motion, tabled after an RTÉ Investigates programme earlier this month exposed dangerously overcrowded accommodation in the private rental sector with multiple fire safety breaches. The Housing Minister said legislative change was being prioritised. Around 70,000 teachers could suffer significant financial penalties for rejecting the new public service pay agreement under newly published legislation. The penalties include a 9-month delay in restoration of public service pay cuts and an increment freeze until 2020. The Public Service Pay and Pensions Bill enables the implementation of measures to restore recession-era pay cuts to the majority of public servants. It's emerged that the gunman who killed 26 churchgoers in Texas on Sunday had escaped from a mental health clinic 5 years ago. A police report also states that Devin Kelly made death threats against his military superiors while in the U.S. Air Force. Kelly was sent to hospital in 2012 after he was court-martialed for domestic assault. The 26-year-old died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound on Sunday. A new memorial to the 11 victims of the Enniskillen bombing will be unveiled today to mark the 30th anniversary of the IRA attack. The bombing happened as large crowds gathered for the Remembrance Day ceremony at Enniskillen's cenotaph in 1987. No one has ever been charged or convicted in relation to the bombing. Twitter is doubling the number of characters people can use in tweets from 140 to 280. The move follows a trial of the increased character limit to help users reduce